As an emergency medical organization, MSF has intervened directly in the treatment and prevention on many occasions and in many locations. Right now, MSF is following up with a set cholera vaccination to provide improved immunity for those most at risk and in order to help prevent future rainy season time in which cases of cholera can increase dramatically, as many people know, which is why the time is so important. But it's also important to emphasize that vaccination alone cannot prevent the spread of cholera. This can only be achieved by improved access to safe water, functioning sanitation facilities, and good hygiene by the community.
What is the target population in regards to the oral vaccination campaign for cholera?
Yes, the target population is anyone over the age of 12 months.
Which areas will the organization be focusing on during these activities?
We have 12 target sites around Juba. These sites have been identified as the highest risk locations based on previous outbreaks of cholera inside Juba.
Why, particular at this time, is MSF conducting the vaccination campaign? Has there been any suspected cases or reports of cases that has been brought to the attention of the organization?
The first round was initiated in response to active cases of cholera. This round was completed in October of last year. Providing one dose provides some immunity for up to 1 year and is definitely relevant in some circumstances. Two is return in order to provide the second dose, which improves and extends this immunity for 3 to 5 years. It's important to note, though, that anyone that comes to our vaccination sites will receive a dose of whether they received the first dose last year.
What is the general health advice you like to convey to the public in regards to prevention against the deadly disease or cholera?
To the public about prevention should be that they should always, whenever possible, have access to safe water, clean and functioning sanitation facilities, and that the community should always practice good hygiene. Some basic hygiene messages include that people should always wash their hands with soap and water after using the toilets, before eating any foods, before cooking. People should always only use safe drinking water, and of course, people should always use latrines.